It's good to see you guys today.
One thing you noticed about Connor today was he was getting that first pitch in there for a strike and set the tone that way.
Threw a lot of strikes, and you know, I thought double plays were kind of big for him. Seemed like when we needed to turn one, we got it. But you're right. I mean, he just kind of threw strikes, let our defense help him, and then we scored a bunch of runs again, which is always good to see.
Is hitting contagious? Clobbered the ball last night. Is it reasonable to expect that to carry over the next day?
You know, probably not reasonable to expect it, but I do think it just seems like it's different guys all the time. You know, I mean, last night Colin didn't get any hits, but today he gets, you know, four hits and has five RBIs. He did have a couple RBIs. You know, you look at Jackson Webb, he's got three hits again today. Nick Wilhite got two. Waddell maybe a little off. Goldberg got one. Tristan English 0 for 5, which hasn't happened in a long time. But guys, you look at Radcliffe, he's right in there again with four hits and three RBIs. So different guys kind of are contributing, which is good to see. I do think it's contagious for sure. And it was funny, so Jacob S. graduated today and saw him and his parents before the game, actually took a picture with him, and that was his first thing he said to me. He goes, "Did you save any runs for today?" And I'm like, hope so.
Second day in a row you get a pinch hit home run too. That's pretty unique.
It's pretty neat for Newber to get first home run and his first hit of the year. Happy for him, because he's one of our hardest workers. So to see him get rewarded by first hit, finally, you know, getting off the schneid, so to speak, and then hitting a home run's a great. I mean, our whole dugout got excited for him.
There appears to be no emotional letdown or anything for you guys this week with the finals and all. It seems like they came out ready to play about this.
We're trying to keep it that way, you know. We kind of feel like we feel like we're a good team, but we can't let off the gas on anything. I mean, there's too many other good teams around. So, you know, that's one of the things we talked to them about in there. You know, let's come out tomorrow ready to go and do everything we can to get a sweep here at home.
Do you know how you're going to line up your starting pitching the rest of the way, or will there be some trial and error in the next 8-9 games?
I think probably next weekend it'd be what you saw today, the same. So Willingham, Thomas, and then Rodig, because I think Zay will be out a couple weeks. We hope we have him back by ACC tournament, but we'll see.
You've had a chance to maybe use some guys out of the bullpen that really haven't pitched that much with the big leads, and I guess that helps set up some of your other guys that you normally use to get a little rest and move forward.
No question. You know, so we're sitting here tomorrow with Rodig, but we haven't thrown Hughes. We haven't thrown Hugh Chapman. We haven't thrown Tristan. So we feel like we're in pretty good shape tomorrow. I probably want to throw all those guys at some point in time tomorrow. I hope we don't. Hope it's on our terms and not on their terms, because we don't have a midweek game. So definitely want to get some of those guys some work tomorrow. And hopefully we can score a bunch of runs and make that happen.
Is it fun to see guys don't get a chance to play much come out and play?
Absolutely.
And contribute?
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, you know, the guys that don't play, they work just as hard as other guys that do play. So to see them get a chance to get in there and play and then have some success when they do get in there, I mean, it's awesome.
Newber looked like Kirk Gibson going around first base.
I'm sure he was on cloud nine, no question about that. I will tell you a funny story. So I think he had been texting Joey Bart or something. And I don't know what the conversation was, but I think Joey told him one point in time, "Dude, don't text me until you get a hit." So the joke in the dugout was, "You can text Joey now."
That's pretty good. Anything else for Coach?
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.